Immigration Portraits, Voices from Denny, was produced by 8th graders from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center in Seattle, Washington. Denny students and staff come from diverse backgrounds and represent many countries. For a special project, Washington State history students interviewed school staff, capturing their immigration stories.
Anthony Russell is an instructional assistant at Denny International Middle School. He lived in Memphis, Tennessee during segregation.
And the things I'm about to say was normal to us back then because we was raised through it. The suppression wasn't as suppression to us because we was used to it.
He grew up in an area where people don't leave their neighborhood unless they have backup.
You know, like, I don't know if you guys ever heard this phrase of stay on your own side of the tracks. That's where I was back there. It was railroad tracks, and, you know, we was on this side. When friends had a paper route and they had to go deliver over there, they never went on their own. They would take friends with them.
In February 1968, the civil rights movement was heating up in Memphis, Tennessee. Garbage workers went on strike due to years of poor treatment, discrimination, dangerous working conditions, and the deaths of two people crushed in a garbage compactor.
It was raining, and they wouldn't let the African-Americans inside the shelter, so they had to try to get out the rain, so they got in the back of a truck. And somehow, mysteriously, the truck got turned on, and they got crushed, and that kind of pushed the garbage strike to what it was, and the marches.
Churches play a key role in the civil rights movement, organizing and leading marches. Russell's mother was active in her church community and experienced some of the action firsthand.
My mom was an evangelist missionary, and she went to go to the strikes. When I say evangelist missionary, she was in church 5 days a week. You know, she was licensed by the state. She got a fee for being a missionary. So she used to go to the marches, you know, because when the marches break out, they had the dogs, they had the fire hoses, where they did all this to the people in the march for having a peaceful march. So the thing she would say is, like, when the first brick is thrown, I'm leaving.
Things in the South and around the country became more violent, and in 1968, famed civil rights leader Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. Chaos followed the news of his death. Cities around the country, from Memphis to Seattle, were in upheaval. Russell's hometown was on fire, literally. His mother decided to go west.
What she did, though, when she moved up here, she left Memphis with $16, a bus ticket, and the clothes on her back. And, you know, being an evangelist missionary, she was on the stop she made. The church had it set up where she would go to a church, and they would raise offerings for her to get up here. So, and she was heading for California when she got here, and like most people do, like Seattle, and she stayed.
Russell's mother sent for him after she settled in Seattle. For him, the move was tough.
It wasn't really a move. It was like my mom left Memphis first, and she sent for us later, like 3 weeks later, took us right out of school, and had a friend put us on the airplane, didn't get to go home, say goodbye to anybody. Things you can't do nowadays.
Adjusting to school and life in the Northwest had its own challenges.
You know, the main thing, move up here was, you know, like the accent. I caught a lot of flack on, why you talk like that? Why you use them words? You know, like, instead of saying I'm not, we said I ain't. You know, and that was, it was really huge. You know, just trying to fit in. If you guys know about fitting in, but, you know, like when you come somewhere, I come up with a totally different language.
Eventually, Russell moved on to a school that influenced what he does today at Denny Middle School.
And then Garfield, it's a school I wanted to go to, and I still appreciate going there. Actually, Garfield is the main reason why I'm doing what I do here, because the teachers there took care of us.
Immigration Portraits is a Jack Straw production. This segment was produced by 8th grade students Ian Kanoy, James Cole, Candace Kelly, and Catherine Johnstonbaugh from Denny International Middle School and Jack Straw Cultural Center. Special thanks to Denny teachers Ellen Liu and Jeff Treistman, interview guest Anthony Russell, 4Culture, the Washington State Arts Commission, and the National Endowment for the Arts. Original music by Jack Straw resident artist Jason Parker. For more information, visit us at jackstraw.org or email us at education@jackstraw.org.